This month, Russ and I are bringing our three kids to Hawaii for winter break. Joey's 18, soon to graduate from high school, and so this may well be our last real family vacation. We'll spend 5 days on Maui, 3 on the Big Island, and several hours in Honolulu on Oahu before flying home. As thrilled as I am to be traveling with my kids on their first airplane trip, visiting 3 tropical islands, going on a whale-watching cruise, seeing a real live volcano, and snorkeling in the Pacific, the thing I'm most thrilled about is getting to see some Hawaiian birds. Our itinerary is planned as a family vacation rather than a birding trek, but I'll still get to see a lot of birds. And best of all, I'll probably see 3 birds I've dreamed of for years: an albatross, a tropic bird, and a fairy tern. The albatross has always seemed wondrous to me ever since I read an encyclopedia article about it when I was a little girl. I marveled at its enormous wingspan, elaborate bill-snapping courtship rituals, and ability to live at sea for months at a time. When I was in 7th grade, I read The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Samuel Taylor Coleridge's ballad coined the phrase, "Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink." And there was that familiar encyclopedia albatross here in the poem, flying along as a friendly companion to the ship until the ancient mariner shot it with his crossbow. The mariner's shipmates hung it around his neck as punishment for killing the gentle, inoffensive bird that had brought cheer to all the sailors. And now the mariner was telling his sad tale to a guest at a wedding. I loved the line, "He prayeth best who loveth best both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best who loveth best all things both great and small. For the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all." Ever since reading that poem, I've been in love with the thought of albatrosses, and now I'll finally have a chance to see them in reality. The first time I noticed a tropic bird was when I was browsing through my first field guide on Christmas 1974. These graceful seabirds have a beautiful, if bizarrely long, streaming tail and handsome faces with yellow or red bills and a striking black eyeline. They were so pretty and unusual that they stood out as one of the species I really yearned to see. Fairy terns, now more dryly called white terns, are beautiful, as white as angels, and probably more graceful and buoyant, though I've never seen a real angel to know for sure. I'm just basing this on a careful comparison with Clarence, the angel in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Fairy terns are the world's only all-white terns with glistening white plumage. In my imagination, they're heartbreakingly beautiful against a blue sky. But the coolest thing about fairy terns is their wonderfully improbable habit of laying a single egg on a bare branch, precariously balanced in a tiny indentation. This seems impractical at best, but is probably why white terns still nest on Oahu. When the ancient Polynesians arrived at Hawaii long ago, they brought pigs, which destroyed the eggs of virtually all the ground-laying birds and rendering many Hawaiian birds extinct. But the fairy tern was saved by the fact that it nested out of reach of these voracious egg-eaters. As soon as hatched fairy chicks dry out, they're adorable balls of white fluff with long claws and strong toes to hang on to their perch. There's a wonderful photo of a baby fairy tern gobbling down a fish almost as big as itself on the cover of this month's National Wildlife Magazine, a timely tidbit to whet my appetite for seeing these wonderful birds. I can't wait. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.